V'lav memel l'shamet mino. Don't we know this by ourselves? If the Pasuk says that she got married b'nesuyin, memel we know this. But the Ran says, t'biyim beis isha l'chude sagi, t'mashma mino, t'bal mefa v'shein mefa b'kaidmin. If for this chiddush we wouldn't need two psukim again, it would have been enough just the second pasuk of the im beis isha nadara, which means if the wife made a neder in the husband's house, then the husband could be mefer. But mashma clearly, if she made a neder before before she had nisuyin, then we say the husband can't be mefer that neder. So what do we need two psukim for? It would be enough just the second pasuk. So my answer is maybe no. Iboy Yisrael, another territory is like this. Iboy Yisrael, the Heve Kedushin Mashma. Iboy Yisrael, the Havaya Kedushin Mashma. The other territory that I tell you, the first postic, Hemhoya Seel Yish is Mashma Kedushin. The word Hoya is Mashma Kedushin. So Rand says, Iboy Yisrael, Havaya Kedushin Mashma. Hilkach, therefore, our korchich leimotis armor to be arusa av lechudei mefer. But you can't tell me by an arusa that then the father himself could do it. The avayi kedushin mashma almar benar amarosa tzorech bal leisagi biav lechudei. In other words, you want to tell me maybe both sukkim is talking about b'nisuyin. So you want to tell me when do we need the husband? Only when there's nisuyin. But before Nisuyin, then you want to tell me that the father could do it by himself? That's not Mistavra. The Pasuk of Yimhoye Silish is talking about when she got married with Kedushin alone, and there also it's Mashmi need the husband. So therefore it's Mashmi that the first Pasuk is talking about Anara Hamarosa. For the Gemarim Kane, if so, the Osra Issa, the Beisa Via Yoni Yisol Amali. What do we need this Pasuk to say that she makes a neder in the father's house? The father can be made for the neder. Hashti yesh leima b'makom aris mefer av lechudei. Like this is another svara. If you want to tell me now that by an arusa that the father himself can be made for the nedarim, you don't need the husband. If you want to tell me again that both psukim is talking about that when could a husband be made for only after nisuyin, only after that she's living by the husband's house, but before they made nisuyin. You want to tell me that only the father could be made for the neder? So if so, there's an extra pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, "V'yosra isra b'beisavia." It says that if your daughter made a neder when she's still in your house, so it says yoni yosra that the father has the right to take care of it. So the question is, lamali, for what purpose do we need this pasuk? Hash to yesh leimar b'makom aris mefer av lechudei. If you want to tell me, even after your daughter gets married to a man, and the only have Kedushin, that the father could still be made for the neder by himself, we don't need the husband. Only if the Nisuyin says so, Shaloi b'makom aris miboy, won't I know for sure that before she got married at all, when she's still completely in the father's reshus, that for sure the father can be made for her? So for what purpose does the Torah have to say, V'yosra isa b'esa via yoni isa? Why does the Torah have to say that if your daughter makes a neder when she's in your reshus, that the father could be mefer? L'chur pshita. If the father could be mefer even after she came in arusa, so for sure he could be mefer before erusin. So this should also be mashma that know that the first pasuk of Imhoya Siliish is talking about an arusa. That the lachur is when your daughter gets married, right away the father can't be mefer by himself. But right away we need both of them. We need the father and the husband. So Mara says, V'chitayma, maybe you'll tell me still no. V'chitayma, maybe after Kosa Rachmana Lomali, he asked the question, if so, why does the third, if you wanted to say that maybe the father can be mefer even after Narusa, even after his daughter gets married, still the father alone can be mefer. So then you had the question, why does the Torah have to say that the father himself can be mefer before Erisin, Bishasa, she's in his reshus? So I'll answer you. You ask the question, Lomali, mi boile, we need it. Ti hekim hokim. Maybe we need it to say the chiddush, that if the father was a mekayim, the neder, that's a good hakama. Maybe that's what we need it for. You write the Gemara, so like this, we skip a little Gemara. The Gemara says, Eima, the Gemara says like this. Eima, so we answered that this is a good teret so far. That the first pasuk has to be talking about a Nara Hamaroso, not only a Nesuya. Because even when she has Kedushin alone, the father can't do it by himself. We need the husband also. For the Gemara though, Eima, maybe say like this though. Eima, maybe, Av Leboy Yoris. Maybe true. Maybe after she got married, now the father can't do it by himself. When could the father be made for his daughter's Nadarim? That's before she got married to a man. But after she gets married, after Kedushin, then true, the father by himself cannot be made for the Nadarim. You need the husband also. But maybe the Oris Lechudi Mefer. But maybe the husband by himself could be Mefer. Maybe if the husband by himself hears that she made a Neder, he has a right to be Mefer. How does the Mishnah know to say no? Our Mishnah says no, that our Mishnah says that by Nara Hamarosa, Yubadavka need both of them to be Mefer. How do we know this to say you need both of them? Maybe true, the father himself can't do it, because that's the proof. Since we need a pasuk that the father can be made for the Nadarim, when she's in his Rishu, when she, before she got married, you need that for Chiddush, so Mashma, after she gets married, the father can't do it anymore by himself. True, so true. Maybe the father by himself can't be made for, but maybe the husband by himself could be made for. How do we know to say the husband also can't do it by himself? The Chitay, maybe you want to tell me, Av the Kosa Rachman Olomali, said, he asked me a question then, if you want to say that the husband can do it by himself, but the father can't do it by himself, so it comes out you always need the husband. So if so, you could ask the question, what do you need the father altogether for? That the father shouldn't matter. The father by himself can't be made for the nether. You need the husband. And the husband by himself, you want to tell me, can do it by himself, so for what purpose do we need the father? The answer to that would be, the hakim, the imhakim, hakim. Teretz would be, let's say the father is making the nether. Let's say when the father hears about the nether, he says, yes, I want the nether to be there. Then, when the husband wants to be nefer, the husband can't do it. So maybe that's pshat in the pasuk. So it's like this. Before the father says anything, if the husband by himself hears about the nether and is made for the nether, maybe the husband by himself could take away the nether. When the father hears about the nether, if he wants to be made for the nether, maybe the father can't be made for it by himself. See, if so, for what purpose does the Torah give the power to the father? The difference is that if the father is mekayim the nether, if when the father hears about it, he says, yes, I want the nether to be there, that's it, the nether stays. And now the husband can't be made for anymore. So maybe that's pshat. So again, how do we know to say that the husband can't be made for by himself? Maybe he could be Mefer by himself. I had the question, what do we need? What's the Chiddush of the father? That if the father is Mekayim it, it's a good Hakama. But how do we know the Salak al-Mishnah says that you have this Nara Hamarasa, this girl after she got married, that we need both the father and the husband to be Mefer? How do we know this? So Gemara says, in Cain, because if not like this, then base Ish in Adara Lamai Kosef. For what purpose does the Torah have to say a new parsha that after the lady has nesuyin, after she moves into her husband's house, then the husband can be mefer? What does the Torah have to say this for? Lamai kosef, the Torah have a kal v'chayma. Without this pasuk to telling me that when the lady gets married with nesuyin, now the husband can be mefer. Without this pasuk, I would know it. The Torah it's a kal v'chayma. Oma v'mokim av. Madch v'mokim av means only with an arusa. When the daughter only gets married without nesuyin, so she's still considered a little bit in the reshus of the father. Still, you're telling me, or is meifel chudei, that the husband has the right to be meifel the nedarim by himself? He does not have to come on to the father. So, if so, shaloi b'mokim av. After you have nesuyin, when the father has no more rights over at all, she goes out of the father's rights. Isn't it me boy? Isn't it like for sure? That then the husband can be mefer by himself? So like, if if it's the way you want to say, that even by an arusa, the husband by himself can be mefer the nedarim, for what purpose does the Torah have to say a new pasha of the embased ish in nedara? If she makes a neder after nesuyin, pshita the husband can be mefer by himself. Like madich before when she was an arusa, even though then the father had some power over her, still you're telling me the husband could do it by himself? Bechura should be pshita that when she has nesuyin, that now the father has no rights over her, that for sure the husband could do it by himself. So how come the Torah says it? So this should be a proof, like it says in our Mishnah, that no, that when they have an erison only, when they're only married without nesuyin, then the husband cannot do it by himself. Then the husband needs the father. We need both of them to do it then. So then it's good, the Torah has to tell me, but you should know later on when they make nesuyin, and now it's only the husband and his wife, that the husband could be made for by himself. We need the pasuk for this. Like, now it would be good. So Mara says, maybe no, maybe this still shouldn't be a good proof. Amar, maybe I'll tell you like this. Maybe we'll still back to say like we said before, that maybe the husband could be made for by himself, even by an arusa, even before nesuyin. If so, the question is, why does the Torah have to say, beseech in the Doro, that the husband could do it after the nesuyin, like pshita? So I'll answer you. Amar, maybe let's say like this. In base, ish in the Doro loima. You know what this pasuk comes to teach us? Shein abal mefa b'kaidmin. It means to teach us a new chiddush here. Not new, but this chiddush. That when the husband, after nesuyin, that the husband can be made for the nedarim, it's only the nedarim that she made after the nesuyin. But if she already made a neder before, b'shas erisin, and then they make nesuyin, I'll tell you then the husband does not have a right to be made for. That's the solution of shein habal made for b'kaidmin. The husband has no right to be made for nedarim that was made beforehand. So that's what the pasuk tells me, the invasion of Dora. But really the husband by himself could be made for even Mishas Narusa. Or we know, and from this I would hear, that Oris made for Bekoidman. Like maybe that would be the whole difference. Really, when she gets married, even though she only has Erisin, the husband might takes over. He's the one to be made for even by himself. If so, the question is, what's the difference? Whether later he makes Nisuyin with her or not? Like the pasuk says, a new chiddush by nesuyin, there's a new parsha. What should be the difference? So I'll tell you, this is the difference. That if bishas erisin, before they made nesuyin, the husband then can be made for the nedarim, even the nedarim that she made way before. Even a neder that she made before erisin, a husband, an oris, could be made for bekoidmin. But after she gets nesuyin, then maybe the husband could only be made for the nedarim she makes from then on. But a neder she has from before nesuyin, then maybe the husband can't be made for her. So maybe that's pshat the two psukim. All right, turn on. This is the pshat, that's why we need two psukim. Like they're two different, they're chluk edinim here. But in both cases, true, the husband is the main one maybe. So we're still back to the kasha, how does the Mishnah know to say that by an oris, he's not the main one? Still you need the father also. But that's the kasha, no, maybe the oris could do it by himself. Even by an oris. Aye, so what's the chiddush of a nesuya? The chiddush of nesuyin is, shein abal mefa b'kaidmin. That once they make nesuyin, now the husband can only be made for nedarim that she makes from now on, but not a neder that she made before. So Moses says, "Omino oris made for bekoidmin, elalav mishum shutfos seidiyav." So Rashi sounds like this: "Omino means koloima mimai diamrit the baal ain't made for bekoidmin." Shamina, we learned from here, Shane Oris Mefa. Oh, the Rambam learns like this. The Gemara is like an answer to the Gemara. Once you're telling me now that the Baal cannot be made for Bekoidmin, he can't be made for a neder that his wife made from before, Umino, from this alone I hear that Oris Mefa Bekoidmin, that Oris could be made for the dorm that she made before. And what's the reason for it? El Lav Mishum should Fasas Ediav. Like, you have to tell me there's some difference here. In other words, the husband himself is telling me now, after the Nisuyin, then he can only be made for Nedarim from then on. But Nedarim, but before, when he's an Oris, when he only had Kedushin, then you want to tell me the husband can be made for the Nedarim that he even made before Kedushin. Why? How come after the Nisuyin she can't, and before Bishas, after the Nisuyin, he can't be made for the Dorm she made beforehand? But Bishas Kedushin, he could be made for the Dorm she made beforehand. What should be the difference? It's the same husband. So you have to tell me that before, when he's an Oris, the father also helps him make the Afara. That the Oris then can't do it by himself. He has to come on to the father. So since he does it b'shutfus with the father together, then, just like the father was able to make for the Dorim that she made 10 years ago, he can make for any nether that she made, or she's a ketana then. You wouldn't have the nether. But the father can make for the Dorim that she made before the Erusin, who are then the husband, then can also do it. And since the husband then is doing b'shutfus with the father, he can also be made for the Dorim that she made beforehand. Mashenkin, once she becomes a Nesuya, they make Nisuyin, now we say the father goes away, and it's only the husband by himself. Then when the husband is made from by himself, then true, he could only be made from the Dorm she made from now on, and not from before. Through the bottom run. Uminei, Kleima, Mimai, Diyama, not that you're telling me, the Baal ain't made from the Koidmin, that a husband cannot be made from the Koidmin, Shamina, we hear, Shane Oris made for Elabishitfose Diyav. That after the Oris, after Kedushin, can be made for, is only with the father. The Yav, the Oris made for the Kedmin. Because then it's good that since the father could do it from before, the Oris also. Kedemashma, mi v'nadoreh oleho. Nadoreh shahoyu oleho kvar, that she had before. Ve'echi efshu, the Oris made for, v'loi bal. How come the Oris, yes, and the bal, yes, and the suyinat? Lav mishum shetfose the Yav. To make for the kulay. To gav the Yav like a Kedmin. So that's from the Gemara, came nearly Purusha de Shemaita. So now it's very good, that's the Maskana. That since you're telling me now, that Beishish Nadara is telling me, that after the Nisuyin, the husband could only be Mefer from the Dorm later on, and not from before, Mashenkin and Norris could even be Mefer from the Dorm the wife made from beforehand. What's the difference? The only difference is, that when he's an Oris, the father helps him along. He needs the father. When you need a father, you're doing a b'shutfis, then both of them are made for together, then they can be made for the dorm she made from before also. Mashenkein, once he has nesuyin, and now there's no more father, it's only the husband by himself, he could only be made for the dorm she made from now on, and not in the dorm she has from before. So now that's the final maskana. That's the pshat from our Mishnah. That's how we know this chiddush, that the pshat erisin, they need to both. It's the father and the husband does it together. But after Erisin, b'shas by Nisuyin, then it's the husband by himself. Mor says, the very of Yishmol Tana. The very of Yishmol, he learned it like this. The Pasuk says, Bein ish li ishtoi, bein av le bitoi. So what is a pasha of hafara, that these are the two cases, that a man to his wife, or else a father to his daughter, they can be made for the Nadarim. Even though usually when a man makes a neder, you have to go to a chacham to make ataras nedarim, there's no pasha of afara, but by your wife or by your daughter, you have this chiddush that the father or the husband can make for the nedarim. Mikan from here, Mishmol is out, lenara amarosa, shalviyo bailo mefru nedarehel. This is another way to learn the chiddush of our Mishnah, from this pasuk, that we have a nara amarosa, then we have both of them together. Shayaviyo Baila, both of them together, is Mefir and Nedaril. They're both made for the Nedar. So Rav says like this, Dimash Malay, Dibinaro Hamaro Sari. How do we know that this post is talking about a Naro that got it that's married? Me the Siv, it says, Lukro, Vinoreho Beisavia. Says what, the Naro when she's in the father's house? Or me the Samech, Avla Bita, it says the father, near the daughter, Bahada ish, near the husband, mashma the av or ba mefrin of the rail. Since it says near the av, next to the bitoy, with the ish, so smashma there's a case that we need both of them together. Where's the case when we need both of them together? By anara hamarosa. This postaga ben ish li ishtoy, ben av le bitoy, mashma there is a case that you need both of them. And if you do need both of them, this is the only place to need both of them. The only place to need both of them is anara hamarosa. That means she's still a Nara, she's still a little bit in the father's Rishus, and she had Erisin now. After Erisin, she's also still a little bit in the father's Rishus, and she's in the husband's Rishus. So this is the case that both of them are made for the Dorah. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll see this tomorrow.